ABC Radio Australia.
PNG Prime Minister Peter O'Neill has defended his decision to leave the country after declaring a state of emergency in his home province. He's heading to Beijing to sign a trade deal that will ensure that Papua New Guinea is included in China's free trade routes. Mr. O'Neill's trip comes less than a week after protesters brought the Southern Highlands capital, Mendi, to a standstill. As Bethany Harriman reports from Port Moresby, the Prime Minister insists that PNG will continue to do business and not be held to ransom by acts of violence.
Peter O'Neill is going to Beijing for 3 days to strengthen bilateral relations with China. The Prime Minister says PNG is pleased to be included in China's One Belt, One Road initiative.
We need to also protect our own exports into China. We export gas, we export copper, we export gold to China, we export almost 80% of our timber to China. So it's a huge market for PNG.
There are growing concerns in Australia about China's growing dominance in the Pacific. China is giving aid and billions of dollars in concessional loans to Pacific Island nations, including PNG, to build infrastructure. The Australian government and other observers have questioned those countries' ability to pay back the loans. But Mr. O'Neill says PNG isn't asking for more money.
I've never asked Chinese government to give me some handout. We are not here to beg or for anybody to give us any money. We want to do business with people. And we will do business on equal terms and equal footing.
The PNG government is also planning to renegotiate the funding of the multi-million dollar Pacific Marine Industrial Zone in Medang in the country's north. PNG's planning minister, Richard Maru, says that will be a key objective of the trip.
We'll be trying to get the Chinese government and through the Exim Bank to finalize the revised loan for PMIZ. That continues to be one of our highest economic impact projects in terms of priority.
The Prime Minister's visit to China comes days after he ordered soldiers to quell violence in PNG's Southern Highlands. Last week, angry supporters of a candidate in last year's election set alight an Air New Guinea Dash 8 aircraft at Mendi Airport and burnt down the court buildings. The unrest related to an ongoing dispute about the election of the provincial governor. Mr. O'Neill says the two candidates involved will go back to Mendi to deal with it.
Papua New Guinea needs to keep doing business. We can't be held to ransom because some individuals have gone out there and created an act which we are all we all agree that it is not in the best interest of our country.
The PNG government has sent 200 soldiers and police to deal with the unrest, but some people are calling on the Prime Minister to go himself, not overseas.